Forman Art Gallery is pleased to present the work of visual and media artist Miriam Yates as part of the New Voices exhibition series, which gathers together video projections produced between 2005 and 2013. Ms. Yates is a resident of Lenoxville, and we're happy to have the opportunity to speak with her here in the 88.9 Cube studio. Sounds very interesting. We'd love to hear more about this exhibition.
Yes, it's an exhibition with five works. A video, most of them are video installation. Mm-hmm. So they are video projections and also video, you know, on TV monitors. And it's a video work based. And the show is mostly about four of my works that I did with the Hippodrome de Montréal, the Blue Bonnets in Montreal, mm-hmm. when it was operating and then when it was closed down. So it's different period of time within this life of that building.
Okay. So what made you come up with this idea to do this?
Well, I'm interested in architecture, modern architecture, and the individual and how the individual in the city circulates in architecture. And also I'm interested in the very large public space that are disappearing. Mm-hmm. And the Hippodrome is one of this place that used to gather a lot of public.
Yeah.
And it's like in the center of Montreal. Mm-hmm. And it became like an obsolete activity,
right.
Like the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
So I was interested in that transition of the of that very large public space.
Mm-hmm.
So
now that's not the only one that you are featuring. There are other works.
There are four works with the Hippodrome, and there is one especially when there was the U2 concert, mm-hmm. at the Hippodrome in 2011, mm-hmm. and then I was interested in they built a very huge. Very huge bleachers and stands for the big show, mm-hmm. within the racetrack, and on the background you could see the old Hippodrome. So I was interested in filming those two temporalities together.
So this takes us back to what years?
It's 2011. The first work is from 2005. There are two from 2010, mm-hmm. 2011, and I just did another work this summer, mm-hmm. which is not with the Hippodrome, but it deals with architecture and with abandoned modern building, which is the airport Mirabel in Montreal.
Oh, yes, that's another one, yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You've done some works on that one as well.
Yeah, but the work, it's not inside the terminal, it's mm-hmm. more... in the parking lots,
right?
And I built a scale model of generic modern architecture.
Oh, wow.
And it's put on the top of a car, mm-hmm. and it moves, and while it moves you see it
disintegrating.
Yeah, and you see in the background you see there are some shots of the abandoned parkings and terminals of the Mirabel. So I'm interested in that kind of space that mm-hmm. are changing, that are popular in the imaginary of the public, mm-hmm. and that are in transition or disappearing.
Right. So do you do this full time, or what exactly?
As an artist, mm-hmm. I try, but I work also.
Okay.
Like I work right now at the art center downtown Sherbrooke, mm-hmm. that is called Sporable.
Right.
So I'm doing the programming of the exhibitions, mm-hmm. in Sporable.
So basically this is something that you do when you have some free time and some spare time.
Yeah, I work part-time, so
okay.
I can split my time between my work and mm-hmm. and doing some other cultural works.
Right.
Yeah.
So is this the first time that you've had a showing at the Forman Art Gallery?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. When did it start?
Last week, September 11th, and I have to say it's curated by Vicky Cheney-Gagnon, mm-hmm. who is working mm-hmm. as the curator and director of the Forman Art Gallery.
Okay, and it runs until December 14th?
Yes, and there will be a publication about this exhibition. Mm-hmm. And it's very, I'm very excited about that because it's the first book about my works.
Wow. Yes.
I'm very happy that they decided to make a book. So it's it's going to be, I think, out in a few weeks.
Okay. So we'll let everybody know when that happens and how they can get a hold of it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, if we want to go and see the exhibition at the Forman Art Gallery, what are some of the times that we can go there?
It's open from Wednesday to Sunday from noon to 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to just stop by and view this, how long would it take?
Oh, it depends. It's up to the visitors, but most of the work are about between 5 and 10 minutes each. Mm-hmm. So maybe half an hour or more if you want. They are playing in loop, so you can, if you want to see it, some of the works like a second time, you can. It's up to the people, but you can spend half an hour.
Okay, at least. So at least put a half hour aside then if you want to really get to see it well.
Yes.
Okay, well, that sounds very, very interesting. And we thank you very much for stopping by today.
Thank you.